This podcast has at least 100 laughs in it. Golden Circle produces more than 100 products like yummy fruit juices, sparkling juice and cordial. Pour some sunshine and share it around this summer with Golden Circle. A funny and sunny good day with everyone. Golden Circle. Share sunshine.
Golden Circle. Golden Circle. Ba-dum-bum-bum-bum. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy. Boom, boom, boom,
boom. Yes, for your Friday, a big show today, guys. We're going to try and give away another $10,000 and we're going to give away a holiday to the Barossa Valley.
Oh, amazing trip.
Let's kick things off right with this.
Hit the club. The club makes me
want to hit the club.
Do you still call them clubs?
We call them the club.
I ain't saying she a gold digger.
Her thing is so super.
Wiggle, 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 wiggle,
Big Moss, booty drop.
My booty drop song today is in memory of, actually in memory of, sounds like they've passed away. It's in honour of Eva Mendes, who's very much alive and joins us on the show today.
Yes.
The reason I've picked this song is because you know she was in the Miami with Will Smith film clip. Did
yes.
you know that?
I didn't. No, yes. I did not know that.
We're
she's
be chatting
from
with
Miami.
Her about Will Smith later in the show as well when she joins us. But now, a bit of Big Willie style. A bit of Miami.
Okay.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
Hey, a little peek behind the curtains for everybody listening. It is not just Carrie and I here. Obviously, you hear Jesse's voice as well. Mm. But we also have a bunch of producers that work on the show. Carrie, how many? Maybe four or five?
Yep. I think we've got a team of seven or eight.
Yes. In total. Yes.
Yeah. So should we go through them all?
Sure. Great.
Yep. So we've got producer Caitlin.
Yeah. Known for sitting on jet ski.
Hi. Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Yeah.
Famously says management and sits on jet skis and submits that photo with her CV.
Producer Belle, who's a tyrant.
easily the most professional.
Yep. And scariest.
Yes.
Yep. Then there's Eli, who's our web producer.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, notoriously bad with technology, as you will hear with his audio quality. G'day, Eli.
Hey, guys.
That is the guy in charge of our digital technology.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Jez, our audio producer. Mm-hmm. Are you there, Jez?
Hey guys.
Yeah, and
and then there is our
boss. Yeah, Sonda. Hey, Son.
Hi.
Son, anything we need to know about your attitude towards the various team members here? Any playing favourites, anything like that that needs to happen? Do you love us all equally?
Oh, not really.
No.
Of course I do.
The direction this chat was going to go, but talk to us about that.
That was actually meant to be a throwaway comment.
Yeah, it was, clearly. Now we're all going to be feeling weird going forward.
I can rank you 1 to 8 if you want.
Yes.
And you can then guess whether one is the best or the worst.
Well, I reckon we can probably find out another way.
I agree.
Yeah.
Good thinking.
Yeah. Jesse.
Yeah.
Can you call Sonda's phone for us?
Sure.
Is that all right? So don't touch it. Just leave it there.
Okay.
That's fine. Because I feel like it's often really how you feel about someone is how you often save them in your
That's true. That is
time.
True, yeah. So you're calling Jess?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
What's it coming up
just
with?
Just says Jesse there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so hang up, Jess. That's fine.
Great.
What about producer Caitlin?
Okay, here I go.
Yeah. You want to give her a call? Okay. Just says Caitlin.
Oh! And no, I can see the bit that you've got a problem with.
What?
The bit that says favourite producer.
Oh, yes. It's interesting. Interesting you say that. Who do you think's feelings that might hurt?
Well, Belle, you should know to bring this stuff up with me off air. But also, in news that will surprise no one, that's old sad sack Caitlin who actually saved herself in my phone like that. That was definitely not me that did it.
Wouldn't have thought so, don't
you? Well, Belle's in counselling because of it, so.
Belle, you're actually my favourite. That is for the record on national radio.
Well, let's just have a look because, Belle, can you phone Sonda and let's just see what comes up.
Sure. Sonda, my heart fully dropped when I saw it.
Oh.
No, I'm joking. Okay, now I'm ringing.
Oh, it says do not answer.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Guys, we've done it once before. Can we give away another $10,000 today?
Make any night in the perfect one with Dr. Oetker Ristorante. Pizzeria taste. Surprisingly, from your freezer.
Here's a wheel of joy and fun. You want a pizza? This. This wheel is wheelie yum. You want a pizza? This. There's 10K there for you to win. You want a pizza? This. Time to give the wheel a spin. You want a pizza? This.
Oh, yeah, Bickers. Mm. Another fresh 10 grand on the
board.
You're
going to spin today. I feel like it's your day.
Who am I spinning for?
You're going to be spinning for Emily. Hey, Emily.
Hey, how you going?
Very, very good. We got very excited giving away 10 grand early in the week and we really want to do it again.
Oh, I'm really excited. I feel lucky.
Em, do you want a big spin, a medium spin or a light spin?
Ooh, let's go big.
Yeah.
That's the only mode I've
got. Great. All right, Emily. 3, 2, 1, go.
It felt good, Em.
Thank you.
All right. Where are we at? Where are we at? Starting to slow down.
Keep going.
Down.
Keep going, Em.
Oh, my gosh. Come on.
Em.
What's happened?
You have not won $10,000, but you have won a cocktail set. Congratulations. Woo!
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Enjoy.
Go drown your sorrows.
We're going to keep spinning as well, so make sure you jump online, carrieandtommy.com.au, if you want to register.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little this afternoon doing it all thanks to Golden Circle. Pour some sunshine and share it around this summer with Golden Circle.
What juice are you going for?
Oh, mate, bit of... you know what? This might be controversial, but I'm just a big OJ fan.
Are you?
Absolutely love it.
Growing up, I was always apple and blackcurrant.
Yeah, yum.
So delicious. Anyway, it's the perfect thing to take to a picnic this weekend.
Yeah, get amongst it.
Hey, Eva Mendes coming up later in the show.
Big show.
Mm. What have you got next?
Up next, I've got an idea that could make us millions.
Again. I'm so tired of these ideas.
Some people aren't so sick of all this money, mate.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Right around the country, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's been a while, guys, but I've got an idea.
Carrie and Tommy's genius or idiot.
Now,
give it to me, baby.
You may have missed a few weeks ago, Jesse came in with a fantastic idea for booze. He wanted to make a hard seltzer. And what he did not tell me at the time was that in just a few weeks' time, Australia would be flooded by hard seltzers from around the world, and it is already a well and truly.
Yeah, I got a bunch delivered to work the other day. They look delish. Yeah.
They're delish. They're delish.
But they're not rare and new.
No, certainly not a new idea, as Jesse pitched it to me. But I did start to think, we've got to get involved in the booze world.
Right.
So many celebrities have their names on stuff.
And their gin,
Rock, Ryan Gosling. Yeah. P. Diddy.
Hugh Jackman?
50 Cent. Hugh Jackman.
No, he's got coffee.
Does he? Yes. So does George Clooney.
He's
got coffee
Nespresso,
as well.
Nespresso, yeah.
Oh, but I think
Jennifer Hawkins, they've got tequila.
Do they?
Yeah.
Gosh, Jen.
Is it tequila? Yeah, Sessions tequila, I think.
Well, I want to create a new-ish drink.
Oh, God. Okay, Jesse.
Yeah.
No, this is new, but it's a very subtle tweak on an existing drink.
Uh-huh.
We're coming into summer, right? If you have to drink a wine in summer, what are you drinking?
A rosé or a white.
Bang, stop talking.
Rosé.
Just say the first one.
Rosé.
Right, a rosé.
Yeah.
Now, would you say a rosé is traditionally seen as a rather feminine drink?
Absolutely.
Yes, but that means we're missing out
on... A frosé is even more so.
Yes, but that is missing out on half the population. And the drink is delicious, so what I'm suggesting is... A brosé.
Does it look exactly the same? Is it pink?
Oh, yeah, we just chuck a B on the label. Are you thinking
we
make it...
And you're bozos enough to think it's something different.
Are you thinking we make it blue?
Well, I mean, I feel like that's a bit traditional. Pink for girls, blue for boys.
You're the one that said, is it still going to be pink?
No, I didn't ask if it was going
to
be blue,
though. You know what we need to do? I hate it when we fight like this. We need to sit down over a glass of brosé and really sort out our differences. What do you think?
I was just thinking maybe you could make it like a different kind of colour, like a, I was going to suggest
I assumed
light blue,
the colour in rosé was coming from the grape.
Oh, yeah, but lots of stuff has colour added.
Yeah,
like great. When I have my Midori, that's just not straight from the grape.
No, yeah.
Straight from the bottle, though.
Green. It's green. Jesse, what do you think?
Yeah, bro, love it. Genius,
genius. Bickers?
I mean, I've already got my rosé. I'll have my rosé. Yep, you can have your rosé.
So you don't want any of the profits?
Or you could just man up and drink a rosé.
Wow. Wow. Wow, that hurts.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, Bickers. Oh, you all right, mate?
Have you got my hives.
You're breaking out hives.
I think it's because I don't know what's about to happen.
Oh.
Makes me itchy.
No, this is just a fun game of guess the sound.
Okay.
You ready?
Like secret sound.
Who's going to play first? Let's pick Carrie.
Okay.
Okay, Carrie. See if you can guess this sound.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh. That's me.
What do you reckon? A little more explanation, please, Carrie.
That's me. Mm. Have I seen something or smelt something or... When was that? Was that when you had to sniff the crayfish stuff, the horrible plate
No,
of food?
Mate, that was me doing that.
I know, but it still smelt from afar.
That is from different occasions, but it's caused...
It's the same noise.
It's caused by the same... thing.
Do I sound like that on multiple occasions?
Have a listen again.
Ooh!
Ooh!
As it... Ooh! Oh. Oh. Stop making that noise, woman.
No, I like it. I like it. What do you think that might be caused by?
Is it awkwardness? Something awkward happens?
No, it is not awkwardness.
No.
It's out of another emotion.
Excitement?
It's out of...
No, by that laughter, it's not excitement.
It's out of lust.
What do you mean?
No, it's not.
I was going to say that would quickly turn someone off if I was like, hey, honey. Ooh! What do you say?
Even imagine going, do you want to marry me?
Yeah.
No, it's out of fear.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, right. So if I see someone up high about to jump off a cliff or doing something
scary. No, if you
scary,
see, yes, but something particular.
Snakes.
In particular. Is out.
Stop that. What is that?
One is a picture of a snake exposing its fangs. The other one is just a man with a snake in his mouth.
Oh, that's just disgusting. But yes, I feel like that woman who makes that noise right
yeah.
now.
Well. Yeah. We've done a bit of a remix for you.
My anaconda, ooh. My anaconda, ooh. My anaconda don't want none unless you got
ooh. Look at that. What are you seeing there? What is that thing wiggling across the road?
Awful snake.
Ooh. That is like snakes on a plane, being stuck in a lift with a snake. Ooh. What sort of snake is that? Is that what
tiger
I think
snake.
It is?
Ooh. Need a python trying to get in my dog door.
Ooh.
My anaconda, ooh. My anaconda,
ooh. It was like a wolf howling, isn't it? Oh.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right around the country, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, Ronald McDonald House Charities help sick and injured kids and their families. You can show your support at local Maccas or donate online. This year's McHappy Day ambassador is Eva Mendez, and she joins us now.
Welcome.
Hi. I wish I was there.
Oh, mate. We don't know if you're ever going to be able to come visit ever again at this rate.
Don't say that. I know. But I love Australia so much.
How many times have you been out here?
I've been there a few times, and the first time was to film a movie, and I was in Melbourne for about 7 months, and I fell in love with Melbourne, but then I started traveling around, and Uluru, I have the most amazing experience, memories from that place. It was really incredible, like memories I'll never, ever forget.
Eva, it was so nice to hear that you'd been to Uluru and loved it, because it is one of the most magical parts of our country but so often gets missed just because of how far away from everything it is.
Oh, it was magical. It was really one of the most amazing experiences I've ever had in my life, for sure. just for sure. I love a big rock, but not that is one big magical rock. Oh my gosh.
Hey, there's so much we want to talk to you about, but first let's talk about your involvement with the Ronald McDonald House. You would get asked to be involved with so many charities, I can imagine. You can't do them all, but you've chosen to do this one. Why is it so important to you?
I have a personal connection to it. My cousin, when her baby was about a year and a half, was diagnosed with neuroblastoma, and she had to go for treatment. She had to relocate from California to New York, and I was pregnant at the time with my first child and just thinking, this is the nightmare of all nightmares, and how can I help? What can I do? What can I do? Can I get you an apartment? Can I get, just, you know, you just want to help, and she said to me she was actually fine at Ronald McDonald House. She loved it there. She had a support system. She had guaranteed meals. She had programs for, you know, his siblings. She had, and I thought, oh my gosh, here I am. You know, of course you hear about Ronald McDonald House charities, you know, growing up and everything that's been around for so long. But to really, to hear that they're really doing the work, and to hear that my cousin was happy there, you know, and wanted to stay there during the most challenging time in her life. That really just, what an amazing organization, what an amazing charity. And it's been such a difficult year for so many. I really wanted to help out this year and ask Aussies to dig deep. There's so many ways to donate, and this initiative needs to keep going. We need to raise that money.
Well, you would know firsthand, I'm really sorry to hear that you lost your older brother who died from throat cancer, but I'm assuming during that process you also understood that it's not just about the incredible doctors and the incredible hospitals, but also that broader support system that is needed during a journey like that.
Absolutely. And really what my brother taught me during that time, especially that year before he passed, was that he just wanted to be together. Like, he just wanted the family together. And I, you know, you say that and it sounds, I don't know, it sounds obvious, but to really, for me, to really live that and see that he really meant that. Like, we really would just sit together, because there was a time there for a good 6 months or 8 months before he passed that he couldn't speak. And so we would just sit together and sometimes doze off together and, you know, and just watch something, or, you know, laugh or not laugh or whatever, just be together. So that Ronald McDonald House Charities aims to keep families together during this time, that is, you know, during a time like that is everything. I just want to make sure too that Aussies know they can go get a pair of silly socks or helping hands at their local Macca's, or they can donate online. And on November 14th, which is McHappy Day, every $2 from every Big Mac sold goes to the charity. So there's still a lot you can do from home during these crazy times.
Delicious.
Hey, Eva, is Macca's an Aussie thing, or is that in the States as well?
No. I've adopted it. I'm taking it. This is it. It'll never be McDonald's again to me. It'll be Macca's forever.
Speaking
I love
of food,
it.
I read it's that your so comfort fun. Food is a tuna fish sandwich crammed with extra onions and corn
you
chips.
Know what?
Is that right?
No. That was a long time ago, actually. That was right before I had to. There was a kissing scene with Will Smith in the movie Hitch. Oh my God, it was like 15 years ago already, and I was, you know, I was nervous about it. That stuff's always just so weird. And then I wanted my comfort food. And he's such a gentleman. He wanted to come by and just say, hey, you cool? Everything cool? You know, Will's like he's like a brother to me. So it was just such a weird, you know. Anyway, and when he came, he knocked on my door and I poked my head out. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. And he's like, wait a minute. He used to call me Reeve. And he goes, Reeve, what are you eating? And I said, it's a tuna fish sandwich with raw onions and Doritos, like smashed in the middle. And he was like, what are you doing to me? I didn't even think about it. But at that time, that was what, you know, I mean, actually, it sounds really good right now, but I haven't had it in 10 minutes. But that was like my go-to, like my on-set go-to. And he was just like, what are you doing? And then he blasted me on set. He was like, do you know what she just ate? And so I was like, oh.
Did they?
Well, let's
did,
just get it over with then.
Did they give you mints? I've only ever done one kissing scene, and it was one person's responsibility to make sure that we had mints at all times.
Well, after that, Will made sure that craft service sent me a box load of mints and gums. I was like, okay, I get it. I mean, he even sent over like a couple of toothbrushes and some toothpaste. I was like, all right.
Eva, we have so much more to chat to you about, including a possible return to the screen. Stay tuned.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy driving you home this afternoon, still joined by McHappy Day Ambassador Eva Mendes. And just before we were chatting about Eva's experience with Will Smith and the kissing scenes that they had together on the movie Hitch.
When are you going to be back doing some kissing scenes? Because I know you've taken a bit of a break for a while. I was reading that, you know, you wanted to be with your kids as they grow up and spend time doing that. Are you eyeing anything off at the moment? Or are you happy doing what you're doing?
Oh, I've just been I feel so fortunate to be able to be home with my children. And, you know, I still work and I have a clothing company that really creatively stimulates me. And, I've been working since I've had kids. It's just, I haven't been working in film. And honestly, my list has gotten so short of what I will do because I don't want to do anything violent or risque, or I don't want to do anything that will embarrass my children in any way. So I feel like, you know, the list is so short, so it's going to really take that special project, but I am looking. It's going to take that special project to really get me out there again. But boy, that would be fun if there was something I could do that fits, you know, me where I'm at right now, because I am in total mom mode. And I have these two little girls looking up to me, and I certainly don't strive for perfection, but I take that really seriously. I want them to I want them to see me in a, you know, in a certain way, making the right decisions as a mother now, because God knows I regret so many of the roles I did play. And I'm like, oh no, can the internet just blow up before they're 12, please? And we'll just start anew.
Eva, you starred in my favourite movie of all time, in Training Day, which is both risque and violent. Please don't tell me, do you regret doing that?
I mean, I don't want to point out any specific films, but, you know, I think as a mother now, I just, you know, I would never, ever do a role like that again, ever. Ever.
Just before we let you go, what's your favourite thing to do with your little munchkins, with your kids at the moment? I know it's a weird world we're in at the moment, but what are you just enjoying, loving doing?
What am I loving doing with them right now? There's so many different things. It changes so much, you know. But they're obsessed with Bluey, the cartoon Bluey.
Oh,
really?
So
it's pretty fun to just sit obsessed. We've seen every single, because there's only, I guess, a couple seasons, so we've seen them over and over and over again. So I have to say, it's pretty fun just kind of hanging out on the couch and like watching Bluey with them, because they laugh so hard and they think it's so funny the way they mess with their dad, you know, the Bluey and Bingo. So that's really a lot of fun.
My kids absolutely adore it too. There's something different about it. I think I actually find it makes me quite sad. I get to the end of the episode sometimes.
It does
and
at times. I know it's, right? It's kind of deep. I'm like, wow, this is really saying something. And I like the way the dad plays such an important role. I don't think we give, you know, dads enough love out there in cartoons and stuff. So, you know, and they're lucky they have, you know, the most amazing dad. And Ryan, he's just the most dedicated and most amazing dad. So they watch it together. It's like their thing, and it's super fun.
Well, I was just chatting to the guy that made it, Eva, the other day, because he's a friend of mine. I reckon that should be your first project back, starring in Bluey.
See, that sounds about right. That sounds about right. That's where I'm at right now. Exactly.
Okay. Well, I'll put it to them. We'll get people to talk, yeah?
Thank you. Put in a good word for me, please.
Eva Mendes, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Nice talking to you guys. Lots of love to you.
McHappy Day is November 14, and $2 from every Big Mac sold goes directly to Ronald McDonald House charities to support sick and injured kids and their families.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home this afternoon.
If you just missed it, we interviewed the absolutely delightful Eva Mendes.
What a human.
Who just in the middle of our chat name-dropped Bluey, the Aussie cartoon. Mm. Now, a friend of mine is involved in making Bluey, and during that song, we called him because I feel like he needs to. I'd want to know if Eva was like, oh, the project, I watch it all the time. Mm. I'd want to know, and I feel like Daly needs to hear.
Yes.
And he joins us now on the phone. Daly, are you with us?
Hi, Carrie. How are you going? I'm excited to hear we've got no more seasons of Bluey. That's what I always expect. When someone says, we've got news, I'm like, well, I guess they're not doing Bluey anymore.
I have similar thoughts. I always expect, and I'm not. I won't even be angry about when I've been fired from everything. I'll go, you know what? I had a good run.
It's like relief. It's like, yeah. Oh, they're finally.
Yeah, and you've made the right choice. Well done.
This is the opposite of you've had a good run and it's over.
Yeah.
This is your future, Daly. We chatted to Eva Mendes before.
Oh, man.
And this is what her and Ryan Gosling and the kids get up to on the weekend.
They're obsessed with Bluey, the cartoon Bluey.
Oh,
so
really?
Pretty fun to just sit obsessed. We've seen every single, because there's only, I guess, a couple seasons, so we've seen them over and over and over again.
Well, I was just chatting to the guy that made it, Eva, the other day, because
really?
He's a friend of mine. I reckon that should be your first project back, starring in Bluey as one of the voices.
That sounds about right. That sounds about right.
Man, that's bizarre. I am also a massive Hitch and Place Beyond the Pine fan. So it's a bit overwhelming, to be honest. It's so strange hearing Bluey reach anyone beside our parents and partners and family. It's always bizarre, but that particularly is strange because we genuinely love their stuff, both of those guys.
I mean, who doesn't love Eva Mendes and Ryan Gosling? Have you heard of any other celebs that love Bluey that you didn't know of?
Well, you.
I mean, me and Ryan Gosling in the same bracket.
And that's it. people down the surf club love it.
Now that it's in America, there must be other Americans that love it that you know of.
You know what? We've had lovely emails from politicians, but the most interesting ones are a guy called Edge, Adam Copeland, who is a wrestler. If you're a fan of wrestling, you would know it. That was incredibly bizarre. A few UFC fighters, which is...
Have they got kids, or they're just sitting down with their mates watching it?
No, none of them have kids. They pirate it over there. That's the connection. Their kids find it, and then they will reach out. And it's just very strange. Like, it's wonderful, but we have very much... I mean, I think you might know it living in Melbourne, but Brisbane is... It's just the corner of the world. Like, Australia is the corner of the world. This is the corner of the corner, and we haven't been out much. So it's overwhelming and wonderful to hear that stuff.
Daly, we may have offered Eva a job on your behalf.
You're our agent. We need an agent. Yeah, that sounds good.
What's her background? She's.
What do you mean? At the moment, I assume she's in Hollywood.
But is she Spanish or is she...
Mendes.
What's Mendes?
Spanish? That sounds
Because I feel
Hispanic?
Like maybe there's like an auntie that Bingo and Bluey love to call.
She's from Miami, isn't she? I have a feeling.
Mendes.
I think it is.
Good Miami name.
But I do. I think I'm right. But of course. What are we, idiots? Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, great.
Have you had people hit you up to see if they can voice? I wouldn't suspect A-listers would do this, but I suspect more your influencer types. Have you had people hit you up to go, can I be a voice, please?
We have, and it's always done in a way that it doesn't sound like what perhaps that sounds like. It's always done in the loveliest way that they just love it. Their kids are obsessed. But the only thing is, it's like we very often, Bluey is made all under one roof, and we always just end up like Joe's mum, who's the creator, is in the show. A lot of family and friends, a lot of kids of the cast and crew are in the show. My mum is in this season. So it's always a lot of like people who are just around us. But now that we have this opportunity, we are sort of thinking, oh, who would we love to collaborate with who is cool out there? I kind of feel like we've only just put our heads up, if that makes sense. It's been a pretty intense 2 years. So if somebody happened to be walking past the sound studio, I mean, I'm in Bluey. That's how desperate we were for people to be in it. But now we would love to now that you mentioned it.
We look forward to hearing the next season with Eva. I've just had confirmation she's Cuban, born in the USA. So if there's a Cuban auntie that needs to pop up, Eva's your woman.
There will be. There definitely will be. Thank you so much for bridging that connection. It's incredible. Thank you very much.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right around the country, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Now, guys, don't get too excited too quickly. I want to talk to you about the yodeling break we did the other day, okay?
Mm.
Okay, so I just want to cast your minds back, all right?
We're so poor at executing surprises on this show.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've got a mystery caller that's called through, but you've just written their name up in the system, so we now know who that mystery caller is. Yeah, although I don't know who this person is, but I do know their name now.
I'm surprised, though. Our producers are pretty good. I'm surprised we don't have a full description of who the person is.
Just says yodeler underneath. Yes. Yeah. I'm assuming you're about to bring us a yodeler. Is that what's going to happen?
Oh, you knew he just yodeled then.
Well, anyway, cast our minds back, yeah.
Yes. So we were searching for a yodeler. We couldn't find one.
G'day, Jasmine. Are you a yodeler?
I am not.
Okay. You're not having much fun here.
My oldest sister actually won a yodeling competition when she was a kid.
Wow. Did she ever, like when you guys were growing up, did she ever break out yodeling at, you know, the Christmas lunch table or anything?
I didn't actually grow up with her. We're half siblings and...
Fran, do you barely know someone that once yodeled?
Well, I've got a partner. His name's Jono. He's an electrician and he loves to yodel.
Is he near you, Fran?
He is at work.
Good on you, Fran. We've got two other callers and one is their nan yodels. Oh, no, his nan will end up being dead or something.
Nat,
hasn't yodeled
is your
in
nan
years.
Still with us?
Oh, no.
Matt's not still with us.
He should bail.
I really wanted to find out if we had any good Aussie yodelers because in Switzerland, a whole yodeling festival sent them into a second wave of COVID.
Mm. But the festival, there was hundreds at the festival.
Yes.
Jesse, is there any leads?
We got a message from David. Now, David doesn't yodel either. But his cousin is a drag queen and yodeler called Lady Kinmi. Welcome to the show, Lady.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Lady.
How are you? How are you?
Yeah, we're great. Do you yodel?
I do yodel, yes.
Tell us about it. Has it been something you've done since you were little? How did you get into it? Tell us everything.
So my dad was a yodeler, and so I grew up listening to it in the house. And then I was working overseas and I got bored in my spare time, so I taught myself to yodel.
That is awesome. Why did your dad yodel? Is he from somewhere where they yodel a lot?
No, he just enjoyed listening to it as well. So he loved Mary Schneider and he used to listen to her, who's a great Australian yodeler.
Right.
So he taught himself and he used to, that was his party trick when he was, you know, drunk at the pub.
Someone told us when they called up the other day that Olivia Newton-John is a well-known yodeler. Have you heard that?
I've never heard.
No.
Lady, how does one go about teaching themselves to yodel? Is that a YouTube tutorial thing?
So I taught myself. There's probably tutorials on YouTube, but I have a lot of people ask me at my shows, you know, how to yodel, and I teach them. And I always ask them if they know how to sing, and most of them don't. So you need to learn to sing before you can yodel.
Because
it's flickering between your head voice and your chest voice, but you make it break so you hear that yodel sound.
Can you give us a bit?
A bit of yodeling?
Yes, please.
Oh, my God. I need more. Give us some more, lady.
You want some more?
I need more. That's just whet my appetite, and I want the full course.
You want to... Okay, I'll do a little song. Here we go.
Okay.
Let's go. Chime bells. Chime bells ringing, oh-da-da-da-da-da, mockingbirds singing, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, sleep my little lovebirds, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, up on a summer's eve. Howdy-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
That's so amazing.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Oh, that's got me up and about for a Friday afternoon. Thank you, lady. That's awesome.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Where do people, have you got shows coming up? Where can people see you or follow you?
Oh, yeah. I'm on Facebook, Instagram. I perform a few nights a week, not as often due to COVID, but I'm still out there through Sydney and the Central Coast.
So, what's your Insta handle?
At the LDKM.
Go and follow you now. You are fabulous. You were exactly what we were looking for last week and finally came through.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Friday afternoon. And guys, we've given away so much stuff already.
We're going to stop now?
No way, mate.
Oh, my God, this feeling's just begun.
Over $250,000 in cash and prizes to be won.
Oh, my God, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail.
What have we got today, Tomas?
This is incredible. I'm talking the ultimate wine lovers trip, a trip for two to the Barossa Valley, four nights accommodation, brekkie every day, wine tours thrown in there. Of course, your flights are included.
Oh, my God.
What a little getaway.
Who doesn't need a holiday right now?
Hell yeah.
Someone who definitely needs a holiday is parcel number 7659. Give Jessica a call, Jess.
We are dialing.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Jess. It's Carrie and Tommy here. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. We're going to cut to the chase. You have just won a trip to the Barossa Valley.
Are you for real?
You are off to go. Four nights accommodation, flights included, daily breakfast, wine tour, car hire, the works, the ultimate holiday is yours, babe.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Congratulations, Jess.
Oh, wow, that's really, really cool. Thanks so much, guys.
How much do you need a holiday?
Oh, my God, you have no idea. My honeymoon was cancelled earlier in the year because of COVID, so this is amazing.
Has the marriage lasted?
Yeah. Yes, we've survived.
Yeah, well, they say COVID either makes or breaks relationships, so the Barossa Valley ought to fix any little niggles, Jess. You can have a romantic weekend away.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
I've always found copious amounts of wine seems to help relationships as well.
My husband will definitely appreciate that.
Have the best time, Jess.
Thank you so much.
If you want to be like Jess and win yourself something absolutely incredible, guys, just got to download the Hit app and register for Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail. Have you guys had a look at some of the stuff that we're giving away in the next couple of weeks?
Give it to us. What have we got?
There's $5,000. There's also $20,000. There's Apple.
Damn.
There's a whole bunch of Apple gear. Everything Dyson. There is loads of gear in there.
So if I haven't signed up already, is it too late?
No, mate. Jump on, download the app. That's all you got to do.
Download the Hit app and just register for Carrie and Tommy's You've Got Mail and you could be one of the winners like Jess.
I can't wait till I get the call when I'm on air.
What do you want, the Dyson?
Dyson everything.
Would you call yourself or?
I'd get Carrie to do it so I would be surprised.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy for your Friday afternoon. And guys, this has been a huge week on the show, so it's time to
start. I don't know where to start.
Yeah. Let's start from the start.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy wrapped or raw.
Do you know what it means when I say let's start at the very beginning?
No. Is it from some movie?
One of the greatest movies of all time.
Is it the one with
start at the very beginning?
Oh God, sounds awful.
A very good place to start.
It sounds like an absolute nightmare.
When you read, you begin with ABC. When you sing, you begin with Do Re Mi.
Is this Sound of Music or something?
The first three. Yep. No, oh, wow.
I was going to choose something else, but I'm raw because of what I've just heard.
How are you feeling this week?
No, I'm actually wrapped. I'm wrapped that we played What's Cooking Good Looking the other day.
Oh, that was fun.
And the idea of the game is you have to read out a method of a recipe in your sexy voice.
Yeah.
And I was wrapped because you tried to cheat a little and start the recipe halfway through and we definitely noticed.
Bickmore.
All right.
All right.
Then
then.
She started halfway through the recipe.
That's not the first one. Coming in halfway through.
The bit before says, add the cooked onion mixture okay. to the rest of mince.
That's a weird sexy that's voice,
a,
mate.
It's a real mood killer.
Then.
Jesse, how are you feeling?
Mate, I am very raw. When we were talking about annoying things that old men do the other day with your old man
and his
volumes changing, I may have revealed a little bit too much about my family.
There's a certain age for men where your level of annoying things that you do skyrockets. And you don't care. And if you're wondering what these old man kind of things are, saying your full name when you answer the phone, doors need to be closed.
Yes, at all times, for every room.
Oh, my God, the amount of times. Do you think we live in a tent? No, I'm well aware.
He'd hate
open plan living, wouldn't he? I hate it. The amount of doors closed for old men, is it always open on the toilet, though?
Are they? I've never caught anyone old on the bog.
Don't you reckon that's an old man thing? Just leave
it.
I love when you share things that you think are universal and then find out live radio that you're the only one. What's that? Okay.
I don't feel like that was an insight into your family. I feel like that was an insight into you.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, it's weird living alone, guys, but that's fine.
Hey, I don't know how any of you can be raw this week about anything because it was one of the greatest ever weeks we've had on this show. I'm wrapped because we gave away 10,000 buckaroos.
Okay. It's not bad, Madison. We're going Madison!
No way! Madison, you won $10,000!
I won 10 grand.
Oh, my God.
No way.
You've won $10,000.
Oh, my God.
Madison, $10,000 in cash is all yours.
Oh, my God.
And, Jesse, give the people more great news about that.
We are going to try and give away another $10,000 next week. We've got loads of other prizes, all thanks to Dr. Caristorante.
Ristorante, the best.
The best pizza wheel going around. So much fun spinning that. I think what was even more exciting was I wasn't expecting it that day. Like, sometimes I feel like today's the day. I just spun the wheel and, oh, my God, we went 10 grand.
The touch of the Bickmore. Boom, 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 boom,
boom. Oh. Don't be sad that the Carrie and Tommy podcast is over. Just pour some sunshine and share it around with Golden Circle. A funny and sunny good day with everyone. Golden Circle. Share sunshine.